Hi there. Today, let's look at the science behind how your brain washes away harmful toxins while you sleep. How well do you sleep? Do you get a blissful 8 hours every night and wake up refreshed? Or is your sleep something you pay little attention to and maybe you catch 5 or 6 hours? I've made plenty podcasts before on sleep. I'll run through the numbers and the topics in a minute. But today I'm looking at that fascinating brainwashing mechanism, which could save our brains from serious diseases. So sleep, S-L-E-E-P, that's what we do in bed at night. And sleeping keeps our brains healthy. Sleep is a noun, a verb, and an adjective. So yes, this is an English language podcast, but while you're learning and practicing your English, let's be talking about something interesting, shall we? Don't forget to listen to this podcast a number of times and look up any vocabulary that you don't know. The idea is to work on this podcast until you understand all of it and you can listen to it just like a native English speaker would. That's a brilliant experience for your brain to have. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Before I do any of that, just a couple of questions which you lovely Adept English listeners have asked us. Firstly, comments and feedback on Spotify. We discovered this week that your comments and feedback on Spotify were not being published. That means they weren't appearing, they weren't visible. Something changed, we're not sure what, but we're aware of it now and are publishing your comments again. So apologies for that. We love your feedback, we love your comments, and it influences how we do the podcast. So please use Spotify to give us feedback. Now you'll be able to read it too. And the other question? Well, a number of listeners have asked where they can get a transcript for the podcast. That's T-R-A-N-S-C-R-I-P-T. And it means the written words. Obviously, if you listen on YouTube or Spotify, you do get the words scrolling on the screen, but if you want a full transcript, that is available on our website, adeptenglish.com. If you go to lessons, click on the podcast you're interested in, and page down, you will find the transcript there. You can even download a PDF of the transcript. Just go to the section on the page which says, solve the maths problem to download the podcast and transcript. You just need to do the easy maths to prove you're a human being, and then you can download the PDF. Hope those last two points are helpful and answer your questions. So first of all, previous podcasts where I've talked about sleep. If you're someone who has difficulty calming your mind, difficulty stopping thinking so you can go to sleep, podcast 469 might be helpful for you. In that podcast, I talk about which part of the brain may sometimes be preventing people from going to sleep and the importance of REM sleep. And in podcast 627, I run through the advice on how to get a good night's sleep, some useful ideas on improving sleep for you. Today, though, some interesting new research on that discovery of brainwashing. In English, we use the term to brainwash. That's B-R-A-I-N. That's the thing in here. W-A-S-H, brainwash, meaning to make someone believe something by repeatedly telling them that it's true and by preventing other information from reaching them. That's brainwashing. Sounds a bit like the term gaslighting, but that's more in relationships. Brainwashing is more what governments do to us. But the type of brainwashing that I'm talking about here is something that was only discovered in 2019. A study published in the journal Science, 31st of October 2019, the link's in the transcript, This was a Boston University sleep study. And what scientists discovered in 2019 was that as a normal part of sleep, the blood, B-L-O-O-D, leaves the brain. And instead, the brain is flushed through with a substance rather like water. To flush, F-L-U-S-H, that's what you do with your toilet. And if we talk about flushing something, it usually means causing water to flow through with the purpose of cleaning or washing. So scientists discovered that during sleep, blood leaves our brains and instead liquid, fluid, called cerebrospinal fluid, flushes through the brain, removing substances that are toxic to the brain. Lots of vocabulary here. Cerebrospinal, that's C-E-R-E-B-R-O, and that just means of the brain. And spinal, S-P-I-N-A-L, means of the spine. So there is fluid around our brain, liquid if you like. And it also flows through our spine, S-P-I-N-E. That's the area around our backbone. So we all have this cerebrospinal fluid in our brains. And when we sleep, this liquid flushes through the brain. So that was the remarkable new discovery back in 2019. And scientists learned then how toxins, particularly proteins, are removed during sleep. That means diseases like dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, all of which are on the rise, appear to be caused in part by a buildup of proteins in the brain. So in 2019, scientists were excited to discover this mechanism and a process which is intended to protect us against those diseases. Worth studying then. So the more recent research published in February this year, well, it was published in the journal Nature, 28th of February, 2024. And the research was looking at the mechanisms in the brain that do this flushing, this cleaning, if you like. It turns out that there is a process going on every night while we sleep where our neurons, that's N-E-U-R-O-N-S, the nerves in our brain, work together to create a rhythm like a drumbeat. And this pushes the liquid through our brain. Rhythm is one of the few words in English that doesn't have a vowel. R-H-Y-T-H-M, rhythm. A rhythm is a beat, an on-off, a pattern, if you like. And here, our neurons all work in sync, S-Y-N-C-H. They all work together to force this fluid through our brain, almost like they're all dancing to the same music. They work as a pump, that's P-U-M-P, that's a noun and a verb, and a pump is a device that we would use to move water around. So a pump is a machine that's used to move liquid, usually water, in a particular direction. So scientists here were looking at the mechanism by which the cerebrospinal fluid is pumped around the brain to clean it. One author on the recent study, Li-Feng Jiangzi, postdoctoral research assistant, that's someone with a PhD, in the Department of Pathology and Immunology at the Washington University of Medicine, said, and this is the bit where you get to practice slightly more difficult English. This is what Dr. Jiang Zhi said. These neurons are miniature pumps. Synchronized neural activity powers fluid flow and removal of debris from the brain. Debris, D-E-B-R-I-S, means rubbish. If we can build on this process, there is the possibility of delaying or even preventing neurological diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, where excess waste accumulates in the brain and leads to neurodegeneration. Neurodegeneration just means the brain doesn't work as well. It gradually deteriorates. Another person on the study, Professor Jonathan Kipnis, said, "We knew that sleep is a time when the brain initiates a cleaning process to flush out waste and toxins. But we didn't know how that happened. These findings may be able to point us towards strategies and potential therapies to speed up the removal of damaging waste and to remove it before it can lead to dire consequences. Here, dire consequences means the diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, diseases none of us want to get. So what they're saying is that by gaining a greater understanding of how our brains flush out the toxins every night during sleep, we may be able to develop treatments that protect us against these diseases. That would be great, wouldn't it? And during this study, the researchers also proved the theory of how the brainwashing happens. They prevented the neurons in certain parts of the brain from firing according to the rhythm. They weren't allowed to dance to the beat, in other words. And they then observed that the brainwashing didn't take place in these areas where the neurons were prevented from firing. The study was done on mice, that's M-I-C-E. And the singular is mouse, M-O-U-S-E. Mice, along with rats, are those unfortunate creatures that seem to find themselves in the middle of a scientific experiment. Professor Jonathan Kipnis also observed that mice don't sleep very long, but that their brainwashing seems to be very efficient, meaning it happens quickly. Professor Kipnis said, if we can enhance this cleaning process, perhaps it'll be possible to sleep less and remain healthy. Not everyone has the benefit of 8 hours sleep a night, and loss of sleep has an impact on health. So effectively, does this mean that people with insomnia could be helped? Insomnia, I-N-S-O-M-N-I-A, that's when you don't get enough sleep, when you have trouble sleeping, that's insomnia. There are more questions than answers perhaps here. But if you're someone who uses a sleep monitor, like I do, a device on your arm, which feeds back on how well you slept, this brainwashing occurs during non-REM sleep, when the brain is at its quietest. Good to know that scientists are making progress on understanding these horrible diseases and how they come about. And in the meantime, it underlines just how important sleep is. Hopefully this podcast is food for thought for you. Don't forget to listen a number of times and treat it like an English lesson. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.